Welcome to the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday evening, July 29th, 2025, and we have a lineup of science headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So, grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
NanoCell's breakthrough study shows how to make $300 CAR-T therapies accessible with single injection. NanoCell Therapeutics, Inc. announced a breakthrough study showing the potential to make $300,000 CAR-T therapies accessible with a single injection. Their NCTX platform enables in vivo generation of CAR-T cells using targeted lipid nanoparticles, eliminating the need for ex vivo manufacturing. This advancement could revolutionize CAR-T therapy accessibility and scalability for cancer patients globally. The study demonstrated successful non-viral DNA delivery to T cells in vivo, leading to robust CAR-T cell generation, effective tumor control, and extended survival. NanoCell's collaboration with SH Cell highlights the power of innovative delivery platforms and cutting-edge CAR designs. The company's modular platform design allows for rapid adaptation to multiple therapeutic targets. As NanoCell advances its NCTX platform, they are expected to pursue clinical development through an IMPD application pending financing. Mining news breaks. UCOR Rare Metals, UCU, OTCQX, UURAF. Spotlighted by Bloomberg for upcoming launch of Louisiana Rare Earths plant, UCOR Rare Metals Inc. has been spotlighted by Bloomberg for its upcoming launch of a rare earths plant in Louisiana, set to begin production in May 2026. The $80 million facility, backed by $18.4 million in U.S. Department of Defense funding, will handle materials for defense, electric vehicles, and consumer electronics. CEO Pat Ryan described the site as a strategic hub for global feedstock inputs and tariff-free exports. The article also noted UCOR's refining capability and plans to reach 12,000 tons in annual rare earths output by 2027. Strong investor momentum and growing interest from buyers were also highlighted. For more information, visit UCOR's website at www.ucor.com. Volatility spooks investors. Dealmaking slows in upstream American oil and gas. Volatility in the equity and energy markets has spooked investors, leading to a slowdown in mergers and acquisitions in the American upstream oil and gas sector during Q2. This decline follows a series of high-profile buyouts totaling $192 billion in 2023. Concerns about volatility may also be impacting exploration activities globally, with companies like GMXX Corp, OTC GMZ, adjusting their operations. Investors can find more news and updates about GMXX Corp in the company's newsroom. Mining Newswire, a specialized communications platform focusing on the global mining and resources sectors, offers access to a vast network of wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications solutions to help companies reach a wide audience of investors and influencers.
Nikola Mining Inc., NIE, TCQ Beef, unlocks value at Dominion Creek Gold Silver Project. Nikola Mining Inc., listed on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol NIEM and on the OTCQB under the symbol HISIF, has achieved a significant milestone at its Dominion Creek gold-silver project in British Columbia. The company has obtained the final bulk sample permit from BC authorities, allowing for the extraction of up to 10,000 tons of ore. Nikola Mining is focused on advancing its project by integrating gold and silver exploration with nearby milling infrastructure to drive resource growth and early-stage production outcomes. The Dominion Creek property is strategically located within a highly prospective ground underlain by the Isaac Lake Fault System. With a vision of becoming a reliable, cash-flow-generating junior miner, Nikola Mining is making strides in unlocking the value of its Dominion Creek project.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.